More than 2,000 police and fire departments have partnerships with Amazon to use surveillance video from its Ring security cameras. This week, the company changed the way law enforcement can access that video. Now, departments will have to post public requests on Amazon's Neighbors app and include some details about the relevant investigation. Police used to be able to directly email users without making the request public. Andrew Guthrie Ferguson is a law professor at American University and author of the book The Rise of Big Data Policing. I asked him what led to the change.
So they were getting Amazon was getting a lot of pushback from people who recognized that the direct request from police was very coercive. Like, this was sold as, oh, this is consent, you can consent. But, you know, if police are contacting you directly for information, it's very hard to say no. And so this sort of small step toward transparency is that they are now publicly going to sort of request to the general public, if you have information, if you have a video, please upload it here.
Do you have a sense that this will be less effective for the police?
I think this change will result in less shared videos. And I think it's just an extra step that will limit the ease and efficiency of what had been the old system of obtaining videos for investigation.
Google also has cameras. Google's Nest uses outdoor and indoor security cameras, but it doesn't have this kind of relationship with the police. Why is Amazon, I mean, what's the business reason to do this, do you think?
I think it is a way to legitimize why you should buy a particular kind of camera, right? This is sort of has the implicit suggestion that police support Amazon cameras as opposed to Google cameras or anywhere else. It's not directly stated, but, you know, there is a sense that the thumbs are on the scale of one particular vendor over another, and that just feels wrong.
How do you think the widespread adoption of these cameras has affected neighborhoods? I remember living in a Denver neighborhood where I was constantly seeing photos and videos posted online of package thieves, which made me think they were pretty widely adopted by my neighbors.
I think it is growing. I mean, those, you know, 2,000 partnerships means a lot of individuals using these cameras. We are basically constructing our own networks of self-surveillance. There's obviously racial and racist uses of these technologies and concerns that they are sort of being weaponized to, you know, police the areas. It feels like it would change the character of a neighborhood, and probably not in a good way.
Andrew Guthrie Ferguson is a law professor at American University. We reached out to Amazon for comment. A Ring spokesperson said public safety agencies use the app to connect with local communities in a variety of ways, from posting information about missing persons and hurricane evacuation orders to engaging directly with residents. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.